Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us on the line right now is Scott Rasmussen, president of the Rasmussen Media Group, a senior fellow at King's College and founder of Rasmussen Reports. It's good to have you with us, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great today. You know, the Giants won, so I think that's a good day.
Yeah, we'll see.
He had to put that in there, didn't he? Scott, I wanted to have you on because I read this this article that you wrote, which I found very interesting in townhall.com. And I'm just going to read a paragraph from it, then I want you to explain more why you feel this way. The president-elect was far from the perfect messenger. But among the 17 Republicans and 3 Democrats who sought their party's presidential nomination, he was the only one who recognized the moment. Talk about what the moment was and what he saw that others did not.
Well, we're talking about a situation where everybody in America, all of the pundits, not everybody in America, everybody in Washington, D.C., was looking at the election expecting a big victory for the first woman president of in our history. And they were looking to Washington to see what was going on. Out in the country, things were heading in an entirely different direction. Since Barack Obama took office, 85 out of the 99 state legislative bodies became more Republican. I mean, that's an astounding figure. There are 99 legislative bodies in America. Nebraska has only one. Every other state has a pair. And Democrats gained ground in only 6. This was a shift beneath the surface. And nobody in Washington thinks state legislatures are all that significant, so they were paying attention to their friends in D.C. to see what was going on. Donald Trump also recognized that there were a whole swath of people who were unhappy with Obamacare, with the shifting of power from state and local governments to the federal government, and he tapped into that. Now, he was he's a figure of the popular culture, not of the political culture, and that enabled him to grasp something and see that Republicans actually could win the votes of white working class voters.
Well, and how does this stretch forward into what could possibly be electoral success in the future? Because I think that many people look at what just happened as a phenomenon of Trump himself and his persona and his personality and all of the quirkiness that goes along with that, but not as replicatable political messaging that other candidates could take advantage of.
Well, first of all, that's entirely accurate. I mean, what Donald Trump did was amazing. Whether you love him or you hate him, he was a unique candidate. He broke every political rule and that you're supposed to play by. He demonstrated his hatred of political correctness by being politically incorrect on almost every appearance he ever made. So you're not going to replicate that. I think the mistake is that in Washington, the perception was the Republicans were in a very weak and divided position. There was a perception that, you know, they might never elect a president again until they became more like Democrats. Mm. There was a perception that the tide of history was moving against them. And yet when you look to the states, you saw something else was happening at a grassroots level. So what does this mean? Well, we have no idea what President Trump is going to do, how he's going to perform, how the economy will proceed in the next 4 years or 8 years. But what we do know is there was a lot more resistance to the progressive agenda than has generally been recognized in Washington. And I think Republicans need to tap into that a little bit and look at what's happening in the state level and try and understand why those successes are taking place.
Well,
and I should point out, when you talk about that, you know, there are a lot of people. Ron Johnson, a senator from Wisconsin, did not run away from his conservative agenda to win re-election. He stood by his issues, and pulled off one of the biggest upsets on election night.
Well, you have to look at this and say, when you look at the trend across America and point out how many state legislators have turned, how the Republican trend has grown. I mean, Sean Trendy says that Republicans are in the strongest position they've been since the 1920s. You have to also come to the conclusion that this was a repudiation of Obama's policies. But why is it that there was such a repudiation of the man's policies, but he still maintains relative popular support across the country?
Well, he's a charismatic figure. It may also be a fact that most Americans had an unfavorable view of both presidential candidates in this election cycle, and President Obama looked good on a personal basis compared to both of them. And I also think you have to maybe put it in a slightly different perspective. Back when Bill Clinton was elected a generation ago, Republicans controlled the governorship in both state legislatures, something that Ballotpedia calls a trifecta, in only four states. But now, at the end of the Obama era, they control these trifectas in 25 states. This is an enormous shift in power. And what you're seeing, perhaps, is that, yes, personalities like Barack Obama's and Donald Trump's can win presidential elections, but that doesn't mean support for their policies.
So meanwhile, as you talk about these, what is it, 99 state legislative bodies in America, yeah. that's remarkable, actually. When you think about how the Republican tide seems to be growing in those areas, how does that affect redistricting and how the House of Representatives could look for decades to come?
Sure. As long as the Republicans are able to retain or expand that state control, it has a huge impact. When you have the governor and both state legislatures in charge of that redistricting process, it gives the Republicans a chance to maintain control. Right. But I think it's a little bit of a mistake to focus just on the technical aspects of it. It's the governing aspects of it that will make a difference. Can these Republican states and can the Republican trifecta at the federal level, the fact they have the presidency and both houses of Congress, can they govern in a way that will generate lasting support? And I think there's something else, though, that it's really important in this. Ed Catmull is the founder of Pixar, and he has written a book called Creativity, Inc., in which he says only 40% of what we see comes in through our eyes. The rest we fill in with what we expect to see. Official Washington expected Hillary Clinton to win. They missed everything that was going on around the country. People in power today from both parties need to take their blinders off a little bit and try and understand why this was such an incredible repudiation of President Obama's policies.
Well, it's interesting stuff, and no man better to look at these trends and draw some interesting conclusion from them than Scott Rasmussen. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us. Greatly appreciate
it. Great to be with you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.